This is the Hazard Ableton Live 12 Think Break Switch Up Blueprint for Timeless Roller Momentum, an advanced DJ tools lesson. I'll walk you through what we're building, how to build it, performance tips, common mistakes to avoid, and a short practice exercise so you can lock this into a live workflow. Open with an overview. Today we build a live-ready device and clip system that performs Hazard-style think-break switch-ups while preserving the roller drive underneath. The core is a single audio effect rack with six switchable chains: clean loop, chopped, reverse hits, halftime, pitched/transposed, and a micro-roll stutter, plus a sub-roller track and two returns for delay and reverb. Everything uses Live 12 stock devices so you can drop this into a DJ set reliably. What you will end up with by the end, you'll have a reusable live set template, one audio track with the master think break rack, a sub-roller drum or simpler, and delay and reverb returns. The rack exposes six macros for on-the-fly performance: chain select, mix, filter/resonance, reverb send, stutter depth, and halftime glue. You'll also have MIDI mappings and clip follow action patterns for automated alternations. Step-by-step walkthrough, setup and routing first. Set your project tempo. 175 to 176 BPM is typical for this style. Put your break and sub loop into the project at that tempo and warp them properly. Create three tracks. Audio track A. Call it Think Break Rack. This is your main performance device. A drum rack or MIDI track for your sub bass. Sub roller. Keep this playing continuously. Two return tracks. DLY for echo or grain delay and rev for a reverb taste. Set sends to pre or post as you prefer for your performance. Drop your break loop into audio track as a warped clip and duplicate it into scene slots for later follow action experimentation. Build the audio effect rack and chains. Place an audio effect rack on the think break rack track. Create six chains and name them clearly: 01 clean, 02 chopped, 03 reverse hits, 04 halftime, 05 pitch shift, 06 micro roll. Set up the chain selector ranges evenly across the rack, so each chain occupies a distinct slice. I'll give example ranges later, and map the chain selector to a macro so you can control all chains from one knob or a pad. Chain contents. Practical builds for each flavor. 01 clean. This is your baseline. Put utility for level matching, EQ 8 to high pass at about 30 Hz and gently shape 200 to 400 Hz if needed, then a glue compressor for cohesion. Add your sends to DLY and rev here. The goal is a transparent loop you can return to without losing momentum. 02 chopped. Use beat repeat early in the chain for rhythmic chopping. Try interval settings like a quarter or eighth, with grid at 1/16 to 1/32 for small chops. Set chance around 25 to 40% and map it to a macro. Add auto filter after beat repeat for sweeps and map the filter frequency to a macro too. Keep a compressor sidechain to the sub roller if the chops fight the low end. 03 reverse hits. Create reverse hits from reversed clip variants or reversed slices in simpler. Use grain delay for texture, utility for level and optional phase inversion, and a small auto pan for width. Gate these hits so they appear as single, dramatic hits. Map dry/wet to a macro for instant reveal. 04 halftime for halftime think hits. The cleanest approach is to use a dedicated halftime clip or a duplicated stretched clip routed to this chain. Use glue compressor, with a slower attack and longer release to make the hits feel drawn out and thick. Map the compressor threshold to a macro labeled halftime glue. If you need texture, a touch of echo or redux can help, but keep the sub intact. 05 pitch shift. Pitch variations work best when the low end is preserved separately. Either automate clip transpose or use frequency shifter for subtle pitch moves, then follow with grain delay for added texture. EQ after pitch shifting to carve the low mids and avoid clashes. Map a macro to move semitones in a musical range, for example between +3 and -5 semitones. 06 micro roll. This is your aggressive stutter chain. Set beat repeat to very small intervals, 1/32 or 1/64, and high repeat chance when triggered. Add a gate or fast auto pan based rhythmic gating to keep the stutters tight. Map a stutter depth macro to beat repeat chance and the gating amount so you can push and release the stutter live. Chain selector and macro mapping for performance. Map the rack's chain selector to macro 1 and name it chain. For the other macros, map macro 2, mix, overall dry/wet or chain volume fade. Macro 3, filter, auto filter frequency for chopped and reverse chains. Macro 4, rev send, the send amount to your rev return. Macro 5, stutter depth, beat repeat chance, auto pan depth, gate threshold. Macro 6, halftime glue, compressor threshold and any linked parameters. Map these macros to your MIDI controller for instant jumps. Map chain selector values to pads so you can trigger exact chains immediately. Make sure each parameter's min and max mappings are musical and balanced. Sub continuity. Keep the roller moving, put your sub bass on the sub roller track and keep it playing continuously. Route the sub roller to sidechain the ThinkBreak rack. Add a compressor inside the rack after glue and set its sidechain input to the sub roller. Use a ratio and release that duck the loop transiently without killing the sub. Alternatively, use multiband dynamics to compress only the low band lightly, so the sub remains consistent. Clip and scene automation for DJ switches create different clip variants in session view, bass, think intro, think switch, think fill. Use clip automation or macro automation to change chain selector values at bar boundaries. Set follow actions. Play next after one bar, for example, to build semi-automated alternations that you can trigger on cue. Live performance workflow: practice switching with the chain selector macro or trigger chain pads for immediate jumps. Use the mix macro to crossfade between chains smoothly and push the rev or DLY sends when you want a breakdown feel. The trick is to change texture without losing the sub pocket. Always keep one hand on chain select and one on sub roller level or its macro. Common mistakes to avoid: don't kill the sub on switch-ups. Keep the sub on its own track and duck with sidechain rather than muting or overprocessing low end. Don't overuse beat repeat at full wet. Gated, parallel repeats are tighter and punchier. Set precise chain selector ranges. If they overlap, you'll get inconsistent transitions. Avoid relying on a single warped clip for halftime. Pre-rendered or dedicated halftime clips retain transience and clarity. If you map many parameters to one macro, scale each mapping so the macro moves things musically and doesn't slam the mix. Pro tips and practical notes: save the final rack and your template live set. Use narrow EQ cuts on chains to prevent phase buildup when switching. For harder hits, map a macro to add a small saturation and a high mid boost when hitting pitch shift or micro roll. 1 or 2 decibels can change perceived intensity. Practice pre-switch timing. A 1/16 or 1/8 push 2 bars before a switch creates expectation and keeps momentum. Chain selector precision. Practical ranges: chain selector works on 0-127. Use non-overlapping ranges like 0-20, 21-41, 42-62, 63-83, 84-104, 105-127, and match your macro mapping to these slices. That gives reliable, predictable selection whether you automate or use hardware. Halftime and pitch shifting workflows: a reliable halftime workflow is to duplicate the original clip onto another track, stretch or warp it to halftime, consolidate it, and route that clip into the halftime chain. For pitch shifting, avoid pitching the full range signal. Keep the sub static on your sub roller or split low frequencies off and leave them unpitched. Beat repeat and micro stutter settings to start from micro roll. Interval 1/64 or 1/32. Grid 1/32. Repeat chance 80-100%. When triggered, decay 0-150 ms. Chopped mode. Interval 1/8-1/16. Chance 20-40% for musical sparsity. Use a post-repeat gate and short utility gain envelopes to keep stutters tight. Sidechain and sub-preservation starting point. Sidechain compressor settings to try. Ratio 3:1:5:1. Attack 110 ms, release 6180 ms, threshold tuned so the compressor ducks only on strong transients. For a lighter roller duck, use a 2:1:3:1 ratio with a medium release. CPU and performance strategies: if a chain is CPU heavy, pre-render it and load the audio into a dedicated clip or chain. Save the rack as .add preset and include a template set with MIDI mappings. Set a higher audio buffer in performance if needed and pre-freeze tracks for stability. Visual feedback and quick fallbacks: color clips and scenes for quick visual reference. Map a panic pad to reset chain selector to clean, and zero the mix macro so you can instantly restore the bass line if something goes wrong. Keep a simple 2-bar dry loop in a high priority scene as a manual fallback. Mini practice exercise: build an 8-bar phrase goal, an 8-bar phrase with 2 automated switch-ups while maintaining sub momentum. 1. Load the ThinkBreak rack and prepare the sub roller track. 2. Create an 8-bar clip and arrange it like this: bars 1-2, chain 0-1 clean, bars 3-4, chain 0-2 chopped with beat repeat chance around 30%, bars 5-6, chain 0-6 micro roll with stutter depth maxed, bars 7-8, chain 0-1 clean to return to baseline 3. Use clip automation to change the chain selector at the bar boundaries or trigger macros live. 4. Ensure the sidechain ducks the sub subtly on repeats. Bounce a practice take and listen for any loss of low end. Fix with EQ notches or chain volume adjustments. Recap and next steps. You've built the Hazard Style Think Break rack in Lev 12, a 6-chain audio effect rack, sub-continuity with sidechain and parallel routing, mapped macros for instant performance, and clip/scene automation for DJ-friendly switch-ups. Key principles: separate sub-routing, precise chain selector ranges, gated parallel repeats, and scaled macro mappings. Save your rack and template, practice the 8-bar exercise, and refine EQ and sidechain settings until the roller momentum feels timeless. Final performance mindset: practice transitions slowly and lock in the timing for 1-bar, 2-bar, and 4-bar switches. The musicality of a think moment is about preparation as much as the hit itself. A small pre-switch push or filter sweep can make the moment land hard without collapsing the bass. Keep one hand on chain select and one on sub-roller level. That interplay is where the live magic happens. That's the blueprint. Load your breaks, set up the rack, map your macros, and start practicing those timed switch-ups.